placement of Parshat Truma right after Parshat Mishpatim is a discussion in many, many different commentaries. I wanted to share with you just one idea as to why Truma comes right after Mishpatim. And this idea is from the Ketav Sofer, the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chatam Sofer. The discussion begins in Masechet Chulin, Dav Zayin, where we have a statement of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, that Am Yisrael are Kedoshim, and yet he says there are people in Am Yisrael who are of means, and yet don't want to donate, don't want to invite guests, don't want to share their wealth. And the Ketav Sofer asks, why is it that we are calling them Kedoshim? I can understand if somebody doesn't have means and doesn't want to give tzedakah, so he at least has a good excuse. But if he has means, why are we calling them Kedoshim? And he connects it to another Gemara in Chulin, Gemara Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph, a rather well-known Gemara Chulin, because it discusses Yaakov Avinu being left alone. The Pasuk says, Vayivater Yaakov Levado, Yaakov was left alone back when on his way to meeting Esav. And when he's left alone, so why was he left alone? So the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu went back for Pachim Kitanim. He had forgotten a few vessels, a few minor jugs, and he went back to get them. Why did he do that? So the Gemara says, this teaches you that when it comes to Talmidei Chachamim, their money is chaviv aleim. They are very, very careful about their money. Why? Because they got it all properly. Because they're so careful not to steal. They're so careful not to take something that doesn't belong to them. They're so careful to deal in proper business practices that they are not going to take something that doesn't belong to them, and therefore all their money came to them properly, came to them legally. It is all morally and fully theirs. And therefore, since it is so important to him that he got it properly, he went back and got seemingly pointless jugs, seemingly not worth so much, and he went back and got them. And says the Ksav Sofer, this explains the connection why Am Yisrael are Kedoshim when they have and they don't want to give. Because they worked so hard for their money therefore, and they got it from an honest day's work, and they didn't take what didn't belong to them, so this money is now chaviv to them. And therefore they don't want to part with it necessarily. It's not so easy for them to part with it in order to give tzedakah. He says somebody who steals money, so then he's happy to donate some, he'll just steal some more. What's the big deal? In a great turn of phrase, he says, it's very easy to say Sheli Shelach when Shelach Sheli. When you're so willing to take somebody else's item, so of course you're happy to share it as well. It's much harder when you're so careful that Shelcha is not Sheli, that you won't ever, that you're going to be a little bit harder to give it away. And therefore, says the Ketav Sofer, that is why Parsha Truma comes right after Parsha Mishpatim. How do we know the rules of what not to take and what's not ours and how to be careful in business, how to be careful in with everybody else's money? That was Parsha Mishpatim. But therefore, right after Parsha Mishpatim comes Parsha Truma. V'chuli Trumati. Suli Mikdash, they're going to take the money and they're going to build a Mikdash. How? From people being generous and donating. And that's the message. Right after Mishpatim comes Truma. Yes, it's yours. You worked so hard for it. I understand it's Chaviv because you're so careful about it. Nonetheless, the proper Yasher thing is to get over that and therefore to be generous and share some of it. So we have an important lesson here about being careful that all our money comes to us properly. But nonetheless, even though we understand that therefore the money is going to be chaviv to you, you're going to be so beloved to you, you have to be willing to be generous, to share it for the right causes. And that's an important lesson that we can learn from this Ksav Sofer. Shabbat Shalom.